Senator Rand Paul joins us. He's a junior senator from Kentucky on America's Radio Newsline. Senator, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Hey, glad to be with you guys.
I didn't know if you were back on the floor, still continuing a filibuster from a last week or not.
My feet are too sore. I'm having to rest my dogs. It's going to be a while.
What was that like? What is it like to do a filibuster? Have you done one before? And what is it like?
No, in fact, I had no idea what it was going to be like. And in fact, we didn't know that day I was going to do it. So I would have worn my tennis shoes if I'd have known I was going to be standing that long. And really, that was the biggest thing is after a while was feet hurting just from standing still so much.
What was the final issue that made you say, okay, I need to wrap this up?
Nature.
Nature called.
No
nature
way. Called. Were you hungry
called,
too?
They called nature called collect. And so I had to, you know.
Yeah.
But,
all right. Well, let's.
The bottom line is that it was a strange occurrence in the sense that we really didn't know we were going to do it. We didn't know how long we were going to do it. And then after a while, my staff was coming up to me and saying, "Hey, how long are you going to do this?" And I was like, "I don't know."
Well, you know, you're making news today with your stance on immigration, I guess, path to citizenship. You're saying that de facto amnesty is already here. Tell us a little bit more. And you're getting some pushback from within the GOP, right?
Well, I don't know. I think people need to have an intelligent discussion about it. And if you talk about immigration and we get trapped in pathway to citizenship or amnesty, I think we get trapped into something we're never going to get to the solution. Everybody will yell at each other and we won't get a solution. The problem is we have 11 million undocumented people here. The next question is, why did they come here? They came here looking for work. Why didn't they get a work visa? Why do 65,000 people get a work visa for agricultural each year and a million come in undocumented? One, the system's broken, we don't have border security, but two, we apparently aren't issuing enough work visas because someone's given them a job. So we have to fix the problem. We have to fix the work visa problem. That's what we never did in the 80s, and we have to fix the border security problem. So I think I'm the voice of reason because what I've been saying is my amendment is trust but verify, which says every year you have to prove that the border's secure or your immigration reform stops and doesn't go forward. But I think it's a good middle ground, and it would make any kind of comprehensive reform. See, I would prefer stepwise reform. I would prefer a lot of little steps forward and fix the border and a lot of other things. But the Senate is hell-bent on having comprehensive reform. So what I'm going to do to that is add border security requirements to make it a better bill.
What kind of requirements?
Well, several things. One, that you have to certify each section of the border, you know, mile by mile would have to be certified by the border control, and there'd have to be statistics on how porous or not porous it is. When people are caught crossing the border, they can't be released and say, oh, you can come back whenever you feel like it for your court date in 2 months, and nobody comes back. So that can't happen anymore. You have to have jurisdiction of the immigration judges over the ICE agents, and there has to be, the court has to be able to dictate what's going on to make the system better. When the reports are issued, an investigator general would say the border is either more or less secure than it was last year. Governors of each of the border states will also issue reports that will be included in the report that's voted on that says border's better or worse, and so would the border control. And there are going to be other specific items in there, but that's what I can think of right offhand. We haven't written our amendment yet, but our amendment's intention is to add teeth to border security that is not just given a stamp of approval by a president, but actually has to be voted on by Congress in order for immigration reform to go forward.
We have about a minute left, Senator. Do you find that you're getting a lot of agreement with that idea, or are people just wanting to ignore the security issue?
Well, you know, about 10 conservatives wrote a letter supporting this today and sent it over from the U.S. House. I've been having discussions with conservative members of both the Senate and the House, and I spoke at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce yesterday and was well received because I told them what I truly believe, that conservatives need to be part of this process, but also the process needs conservatives, and it will not go unless conservatives, meaning the Republican House, agree to it. So let's try to find the common ground and do what's right for the country instead of just, you know, yelling back and forth, you're for amnesty, and then we get nowhere and the problem just gets worse. If we do nothing, those who are yelling amnesty, there's going to be 20 million people undocumented in another 10 years. It's going to overwhelm the country. Why not try to fix the problem by actually doing something? But doing something means you have to give some kind of work visa to those who want to work. And I think it's a compassionate way to go to also.
Senator Rand Paul, the junior senator from Kentucky, with us on America's Radio News. Senator, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.